Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the third and final hour of the show. Absolutely love doing this with you. I did make promises, and one thing about me, I'll tell you now, unless of course something tips me over, then I do fail on my promises. But generally, I'm just one of those who fulfills promises. And they're not new, not even, well, I think I've only spoken to you guys on Spectrum, not Heart to Heart. So you're new to Heart with me. Today I've got Dana and Danny, and I'm going to make them introduce themselves. And I must say, your names are confusing, by the way. Dana and Danny. I had to guess. Dana's the lady, Danny's the guy. So good afternoon and welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing? Ladies first, I love that.
All good.
Love it. And Donny, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. So you're Donny, right? She's yes. Dana. Donny, your surname?
Van Loggerenberg.
Say that again. That's fascinating.
Van Loggerenberg.
I would have said Van Loggerenberg.
And most English people say it that way, but I think me being Afrikaans and proud Afrikaans,
yeah, you pronounce it exactly. and we've got Dana Rowland.
Yes.
I remember your surname, very easy to pronounce.
Yes.
Oh man, guys, like I said, you are not new to this community, particularly because you guys are always just on, I want to say, the line of rescue. That's what I want to call it. You guys are always on the line of rescue. Dana mm-hmm. is the chief operating officer, right?
Yes,
of that's
correct.
National Center for Child Protection. Oh, and Dani is the CEO. Am I right?
Well, I'm just under the boss.
No, he's lying.
Oh, guys, you are doing great work, I must say. So, why are you guys here today? Let's talk about that, because yeah, this one is really, really in the season particularly, it's very vital for us to grip it right now and attack it right now. So we're talking substance abuse, right? What is it about it? What are we dealing with today specifically? Danny, let me throw it to you.
So we've sat with your team and mm-hmm. with I Am Youth.
Yes.
And we've come up with one of the main concerns this time of year specifically is substance abuse and addiction.
Yeah.
So through the year, there's obviously substance abuse. But I think this time of year, because a lot of people have more freedom, more time, more boredom or access to being bored. And because of that, they misuse substances more. And substances include many things. And then obviously that addiction, because you don't know when in Afrikaans we've got it saying, "Wanneer gaan die gogga byt?" And at some stage, this gogga is going to bite.
My Afrikaans is better than I thought. Because I heard that. Yeah, it's true. You never know when it's going to bite. And I think the sad thing, Danny, also is the fact that in this season, people are more idle. We have nothing to do, let's be honest. Celebrating, yes, but that means we're just sitting around and doing nothing. And so we find solace in all these things that we think don't matter, but they have longer effects.
Well, yes, and also when you, this time of year, you don't want to be alone or feel lonely. And one of the things that gets people sociable is substances. It's one of the things that people have in common. So when you go to a braai or you go to a get-together, then there'll be substances being used. And you using with the other people gets you more accessible. It makes you more sociable. It makes you more fun. And then invitation to the next get-together or braai or care is just around the corner.
If you think about it, I don't know if you guys have heard about this. They often say, you ask somebody, do you smoke? And they say, no, except for when I'm drinking. So all of a sudden, there's a new habit. Or it's not even new, because you do it every time you're actually drinking. And Dana, you're very quiet there. I need to get you out of that. You know, earlier on when you guys walked in, for a moment, instead of saying substance abuse, I actually said drug. Because we always just associate substance abuse with drugs. And even then, we're thinking your cocaine, your ecstasy and whatnot. Mm. But the scale is much bigger, if you agree with me.
Most definitely. And remember, your hardcore drugs are less accessible to our children, number one, and less accessible to those who don't have a steady income. So for them, it wouldn't necessarily be your cocaine or your cats. It will likely be your, I hope I'm saying this correctly, in your pair. Yes, that one. And unfortunately, you never really know what's being mixed with that. But that's very accessible, especially in your lower income areas where our children go and they get access to it. And then we've seen quite a few cases this year where moms are in the hospital with their child, you know, saying, I wish I made better choices. I wish I never, you know, took the first hit of this drug. Because once they start, they likely get hooked onto that substance. But as you mentioned, it's not only drugs. Yep. It's also alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I think alcohol, especially in our country, is a big one.
Yep.
Alcoholism is a very big factor in a lot of our child abuse cases and neglect cases as well. A lot of our parents, like you said, they do it socially. But as soon as you get social, you kind of change character. Your different personality comes forward, not your prim and proper professional face that you put on at work. So then all those demons that you kind of suppress throughout the year, as soon as you have any form of substance, you lose the sense of control. Your impulses, you have a lack of impulse control, and all those demons kind of come out to play.
True. I must say, when you spoke about, you know, how also parents just, you know, start drinking, and a lot of your cases as a result of, you know, drinking parents. 2 weeks back, I drove my kids to the Eastern Cape with my husband, and we started off at his home. They're with my parents now, but we started because their granny, dad's mom, had not met them yet. It's twins. 17 months. So I'm sitting there. Bear in mind, I'm not familiar with a lot of these people in the villages. I mean, in the 2 years that we've been married, I've probably been there three times or so. But here's the thing, guys. They, at some point at my family's home, they used to sell alcohol when he was growing up. And from that, people never stopped going to drink there. My mother-in-law doesn't even sell it anymore. They'll buy it and come and drink at the, there's like a garage, it's always open, which is like also a kitchen. So I'm just sitting there with them and they're drinking, and obviously they just, some still want to meet me, they've never met me. But this is where my heart broke so much. I got angry as well. One of my 17-month-olds, obviously they're going to the people and they're playing, people are being nice to them. One of the ladies tries to give her alcohol. I'm sitting there and I notice immediately as she's about to put it, I'm like, no. And guess what? She still continues. I had to run up to her and hit the bottle. And only then it spilled on my baby. She didn't manage to drink it. But in that moment, I thought, what are you thinking? A 17-month-old baby. And just yesterday, I saw a trending video of kids, probably 7 years, 8 years, having their own beer bottles. And I said, what is this? What has the world come to? So it also takes away your sense of reasoning. And that's what they don't realize.
Well, you're 100% correct. And now add on top of that social media. And what stupid things you would do for little social media fame.
You know?
And one of the things I teach my own kids is whoever's famous on social media today isn't necessarily famous tomorrow.
Say that again.
So you now going to have to continuously create new stupid things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that strangers, because that's the people that like your stuff, they're complete strangers.
Exactly.
Can like your stuff. And then tell other people to go and watch your stuff. So that's why parents, unfortunately, allow their kids 6, 7, 8 years old to sit with a beer bottle, because it's funny to them.
It's funny, yes, because they're laughing and you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
How can a parent in their sane mind do that? And also, speaking of alcohol, I was just sharing with you guys early on how, so my twin brother drinks, right? But here's the funny part now that I'm thinking about it. Recently, somebody in the community in our village went to my home. My twin brother was there and he said, we heard you have a solution to drug abuse, and there's this boy that's addicted. I should think it's new or whatever. Mm. And he's really addicted. He's messing around with people in the village. And you can imagine it's a small village. So my twin brother said, I'll come back on a certain day. So she says to my twin brother, I heard you have a solution to this. My twin brother has heard about a particular church. It's regarded a rehab, whatever they do in East London. So my twin brother drove down. He took this guy, acted as if they were going out to a fun in East London, and he went and dropped him there. Unfortunately, in that particular church, they take them against their will. But eventually, most of them get out there actually clean and, you know, going to church. But now I'm laughing and I'm thinking, he's now the solution in the village. But he's struggling with alcohol. So I said to his wife the other day, I think we must take him to the church as well. I think he needs it more. So in the name of substance abuse, what is it that your organization is doing in this season? Because I know you guys specialize a lot on counseling. And can I drop the bombshell on you guys?
You're welcome.
I am a beneficiary of that.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yes, I am. I finally got my counselor, started last week. Oh, so fantastic. God is good.
I'm so yes. glad to hear that. I actually told Dana, you know, about our conversation off air. And I'm very glad.
I am very happy to hear that. Thank you so much.
And I think what's great about that is you can now firsthand see the impact. You had to wait sometimes. Also understand the need is so much bigger than currently what we've got in solution. Because your wait had nothing to do with you. You had to wait because you only have so many hours in a day, and our counselors are full. So I'm so glad somebody got you. So we're doing exactly the same thing.
Okay.
It's just different numbers. And one of the things, and we had this discussion with your team, because I said, well, why don't we just keep the one number? The reason we want to keep it separately is if my car breaks down, I go to a mechanic. If something is wrong at home with the pipes, I go to a plumber. If something is wrong with my computer, I ask somebody in IT. And that's exactly the same thing. We want to keep the numbers separate so that as we as an organization, we are now in our 15th year, as we grow, that we can also have more and more specialists handle every single line. So eventually you'll have a specialist in substance abuse, addiction, etc., will handle those lines. Currently, we all share the lines and we all look after them, and that's great. But our long-term vision is to get somewhere where somebody specializes. And the same thing with the counseling line. Eventually, when we actually just sat now and did some of our planning for 2025, is to have somebody with a counseling line that specializes, so we can start differentiating not on when you got into the queue, but in terms of how urgent it is, the help that you need. Because obviously, if somebody... urgency is different for different people. And then it also depends on the person that reads it. So what might be urgent for you might not be urgent for me. So we need somebody that so specializes in that they are able to make that differentiation, and then also, you know, communicate differently with people to say, listen, we get that you need assistance, we get that you need help, but currently your line is got a 20-day waiting period. We're sorry for that, but it stays a free service.
Of course.
And then obviously, unfortunately, as terrible as it sounds, the people that need more urgent intervention get pushed in front of the line.
For example, you can't keep a suicidal person waiting forever.
100%.
So actually, I must be honest, as you're speaking now, I'm gaining more perspective as to why I got to wait for so long. But I must say, when I then got to speak to Hesla, I was like, you know what? No matter how long it took, this is just so worth it. This is exactly what I needed. So circumstances really do vary. And I think for us as well, as we text in, we need to keep that in mind. That some cases are more urgent.
100%. And I mean, even when we had a school, now this is going to sound terrible, but hear my heart. If we sit with a child and the child sits in front of you 6, 7 years old, and they tell you that they've been bullied to a point where they don't want to attend school, that on its own is horrible and terrible. I mean, you want to help that child immediately. But now add that little girl that says, I'm being raped at home. That's more urgent.
Yep.
Now talk about the little girl that's been cutting or self-harming for a while. and it's to a point where she's now suicidal. That's more urgent. And that's not saying the child that's been bullied is not urgent. Not at all.
They're all urgent.
All are urgent, but some of them we need to give urgent intervention because of the... I mean, suicidal, the last thing I ever want for any one of my counselors is to have a suicide that happens on their watch and they couldn't do anything about it, because that changes you and that's got a long-term impact.
I think while we're at that, maybe even you, Dana, can help us with this. I do understand that you offer free services, and so there's still room for more counselors to join in the train? Because now I'm also getting a feel with you guys having a whole backlog, and they're maybe take us through the whole process of how somebody listening right now, maybe a counselor, can assist if there is space for that. What can we do?
So if someone has gone and studied psychology or pursued counseling, they are more than welcome to reach out to us. I'm sure we will mention the counseling hotline at the end. So if they can just listen out for that number. But they're more than welcome to reach out, pop a message. Hi, I'd like to get more involved. You know, these are my qualifications and my background. We are always open to receiving those counselors and that help. I'll explain it like this, and I always complain to Donnie about it. December is our busiest period. Our cases rise like you cannot believe. You would be surprised. You'd think that it's a joyous time where people are celebrating with their families. But I mean, for a lot of our children, the reality is very dark. They are no longer going to their safe space, which in some households, that safe space isn't their home, but rather their school. So some of those kids aren't going to school during December. Well, not some. All of them are not going to school. And what happens then is they're locked away with their rapists, their abusers, their neglectors, and they can't run away from that. There's no escape. So our cases do climb quite a bit. But a lot of our counselors, surprisingly, we've got the standard couple, you know, the handful that... they're in this. This is their passion. This is their calling. And nothing will stop them from helping others. And then we've got a lot of them that are completing their studies. And I'm not trying to be rude or bash them or anything like that. But the reality is what it must be called. And a lot of them now during December, it's like everyone is happy and no one has any problems. And that's not true. So a lot of our counselors say to us, oh, sorry, I'm taking time off. I'm going to go and spend time with family.
As busy as it is.
And you have to respect that, because everyone needs a break. People do need to rest and re-energize, you know, leading into the new year. I fully respect and understand that. But I mean, what happens to all of the people that need help out there? We can't just leave them.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Sure, this is scary, as you're saying. I actually thought it would calm down as we come to the end of the year. But I know this is unrelated, particularly with what we're talking about. But you mentioned, for instance, for the children, that it's December, and so they're not at school where they can run away from their ordeals. But here's my question. What happens then, because this is an online... facility, let me put it that way, maybe not even related to children only, but any other situation of abuse, for instance, it's online. What happens when intervention is needed? How do you guys chip into that? How do you intervene? Let's say it's a serious case of abuse and that child needs to be removed from the situation right now, especially in the season. How do you guys then go about facilitating that?
Okay, so our original strong point is actually child protection. And so that's what we do. So people can make contact. We've built the network. We've got all of that in place. And the counseling hotline, the same as now, the new substance, well, I'm saying new, they've been there for a while, but the substance abuse and the addiction hotlines. The hotlines were there long before we started specializing in hotlines for counseling, etc. So if something is needed, we go back to that network. The good thing is the police and so forth do not close.
Okay.
The sad reality, however, is that it is a little slower. I had a lady very upset with me, phone me earlier, and, you know, really be upset because things take long.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, but the reason you're phoning me is because I'm available. It's not that easy to find anybody else, because nobody else is going to now take that kind of abuse. take True. That kind of talking to, because the reality is most of our social workers are currently on holiday. They need that break.
True.
But the same thing happens between 2 and 4 in the morning is when most people have break-ins. That's the one time that not a lot of people are awake and wanting to work. So it's always going to be that way. And once we start having a lot of people available between 2 and 4, that break-in time will change. So it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's continuously evolving and changing to a point where we can see, okay, this is now the need, but then that need changes again. That's why when we spoke to your team, we said, we're not going to just do substance abuse. We're going to do substance abuse and addiction. Because some people have past substance abuse. They're now addicts. That's a different road you need to walk.
What is the difference, by the way, if you can differentiate the two for me, now that you're mentioning it?
Okay, so someone who is addicted, like Donnie said, you know, you can abuse substances but not be addicted. Oh. I know that sounds confusing.
Yes, okay. That's why I'm like, oh.
How do you know now that you've gone to the direction of being addicted to something? Is when you cannot go without it.
All right.
So I can abuse substances. What do I mean by that? I can know that my tolerance level is one shot in of tequila and I am out for the count. But knowing that, I still go on and have the 4th, 5th, 6th shots of tequila.
Okay.
Hoping that I can have a sense of control over my motor skills and my cognizance and all of that. But I'm abusing that substance now because I know what my tolerance level is and I'm choosing to go away from that limit and that cutoff. So I'm abusing that substance.
Okay.
How do I now know that I'm addicted? Okay, I go not one, not two, but 3, 4, 5 days of I need this. I'm craving this. I'm thinking about this. When I go to bed at night, I'm thinking about it. When I wake up in the morning, I'm still thinking about it. That's when you
know
you
consume your entire life.
It literally does. It impacts your day-to-day activities. That's when you know, hang on a second, I urgently need to get help. Because I feel I've got a problem. I'm addicted to the substance.
Ish. You know, we might think it's nothing, you know, it's not that bad. I can, like you're saying, they always think they've got control. One of the saddest stories I always tell of the one substance that we always think, oh, it's not a big deal, alcohol, actually. Mm-hmm. I always tell a story of how my mom comes from a family of 8. She's got 2 brothers. One was a brilliant teacher. So good that he was just one of those he taught in the rural areas, but whenever it was payday, chances are you wouldn't find him the next Monday at work, to a point where his principal and a couple of teachers called my mom and my aunt and they said, unfortunately, we have to do something quite illegal. This guy's going to lose his job. He's going to lose his pensions. We have to get him out of the system. He has to resign himself. It's not working. He's on the verge of losing his job. It's really bad. They had to, well, I now kind of am understanding also the abuse and the addiction. I do believe he's very addicted to it. He resigned, used up all his monies. He had plans of what he would do with his money. Now he literally just sits in the villages with no money. At some point, my mom, because he was so good, my mom had a chat with one of the teachers locally. And they said, no, he can come back, you know, we'll get him an SGB post. He got it, did well, 1 month, got paid. Never got back. That was the end of it for him. And he's just never gone back to teaching. And I still don't know where he gets the money. He still drinks like nobody's business to this day. That's a professional graduate teacher who sits now in Willowvale and does absolutely nothing with his life. He just drinks. The next day comes, he drinks. And that's it.
You'd be surprised at how many professionals out there mask their bad habits so well.
Sure.
A lot of our magistrates, attorneys,
doctors.
Individuals, doctors, dentists, a lot of them actually go in their spare time and they consume substances and in a sense abuse those substances because what they're being faced with in their day-to-day working activities is just far too much for them to handle.
Sure.
And they've got the money, so they then are accessing your hardcore drugs such as your cats, your cocaine. And they take a couple of hits and lines on the weekend and they put on their suits and go to work on a Monday. So you never really know what you might get when you are faced with someone.
So what is your call to action in this season, basically? Yes, we're talking about substances, but if I feel, or is it my duty to then call you because I feel I'm falling into it, or can I do it on behalf of somebody that I feel is really just drowning into this? And what services are you guys offering this time around?
Okay, so I think what's important is, obviously, with a strong point in child protection, for me, it's about you see things are happening. Mom, dad, you know, we've got a big number of divorcees, and because the percentage of divorce is so high, a lot of kids have either parents, and Christmas time is one where they most probably are with their parent that they're not with most often.
Mm-hmm.
And so they won't know all the day-to-day how does things work for long extended periods. So when they see that, is to communicate that. But also, young parents with 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, that, you know what, I'm concerned. Exactly like you said, I've got this very talented, bright, young individual that has not got the ability to stop, drinking. Or they're amazing. They're not addicted per se. But like, for example, your uncle, that's once a month. That doesn't show necessarily addiction. That just shows that has a power over him in a certain period. So in the normal month-to-month, there wasn't that massive problem. It's only once there was the funds or the resources available. So we want anybody that is experiencing substance abuse, whether themselves or somebody else, to share that so we can see what help we can offer, what is available, where can we send them, and so forth. Because again, as Dana said, there's a difference between substance abuse and addiction. And substance abuse can go into addiction, but we need to stop that.
Before it gets to that point. But guys, I'm just looking at you and I'm like, somehow you guys manage to target and just pick up on all these issues that society is dealing with right now. I mean, from just child protection, which is what you guys, like you're saying, primarily deal with. But you sat and thought, here's a gap. Young people are going through a lot. Now it's a season for, you know, substances and whatnot. And you're like, you know what? We want to speak into that. Where's the drive coming from? How do you guys even think of this? And why is it so important to you guys to make sure that you close all these gaps in society?
I think it's important to close all the gaps because society is failing our children. Our children are falling through the cracks and they're going to places where it should be their safety nets, but it's not. You should be able to go to your mom and dad at home and get them to help you out of sticky situations. They shouldn't be putting you in those difficult situations.
True.
So I think the drive and the passion comes from the fact that we're on the ground, which is beneficial to us because we interact with these kids all the time. We can see, you know, where it's going wrong, where it's going right. We can identify trends and pick up on those patterns when they begin and try and intervene before they become out of hand. So being on the ground is really equipping us with a lot of knowledge, and it helps us then to also better ourselves and better the service that we offer. Like you said, we now know our children are going into a difficult period. We know that they're going to be surrounded by substances, peer pressure, temptation, mom and dad abusing a substance and abusing their children. So I think that drive comes from the fact that we can see how our children are being failed.
Yeah.
And we want to be that solution. Donnie always says it so nicely. We want to be that one-stop shop where no matter what is going on with that child, we can assist and facilitate them through a process of getting the help that they need.
Wow. And we're living in the world of smartphones. Do you do it through smartphones as well for the children?
Yeah. Well, we try. We try. I was telling Given the other day that IM Youth does that amazingly well. So I must learn from him. Luckily, we work closely with him. But yes, so we are. It's difficult with the smartphones. So addiction, in this instance, includes the smartphones, where substance abuse does not. It only focuses on the substances, but it's difficult. And why is it difficult? So we were talking about this earlier today. We don't have a very active TikTok, for example, because we're trying to get kids off of TikTok. So now it's a fine balance between having something there for the kids that we've missed, so maybe get them there. But at the same time, when we have that, what message does that send? So it's continuously that. I mean, in our earlier conversation with Sibongile, we spoke about, you know, parents allowing their kids to have their final sip of alcohol. So sure. Parents see it as controlled, parents see it as safe, and then they say, I'm a child, have the final sip because it's okay. Because in that moment, it's controlled and seen as safe. Not thinking about the fact that circumstances change.
Yep.
So yes, I would love to have a lady or a man phone and say, listen, I'm married. My partner is misusing substances.
Mm.
Please assist, because I don't want my marriage to fail. I just want this moment to be better. Or on the other side, listen, hubby or my wife has been drinking for years and years and years. I think they've got a bigger problem. There is an addiction. How do we get to the other side? Because everything doesn't need to be divorced. We chat in the office, and I always tell Dana, and Dana's been with us for nearly 3 years now, is it's so sad today that everybody is one proper fight away from a breakup. Whether it's a work relationship or a romantic relationship or just a friendship. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to be in a safe enough space where me and Dana in our work relationship can have a fight, disagree, and then afterwards say, you know what, I can see your point of view, let's move forward. But unfortunately,
have a mind of fixing.
100%. And unfortunately, we've seen that. We've had staff join us, and then after the first time we disagree, then they feel like, oh, but you don't trust me. It's not that. We're going to disagree. Yep. We need to disagree. And in disagreement, there's a safe space.
Yeah.
Because if you never disagree, your relationship is actually founded on nothing.
True. True. Because at some point, we're very different in how we think, if you think about it. I always used to say, if I had disagreements with my own siblings growing up with them, why do I have a different outlook with the friendships and the relationships I build in my adulthood years? People I didn't even grow up with. Why do I? And I think it's that mentality of knowing I can always walk away. I owe them nothing. They owe me nothing. But if you think about it, you have a better relationship probably with your siblings because you were able to navigate through those conflicts. Mm-hmm. And you now know this is how I get along with my sibling. That this is where we're going to fix it. This is how we're going to fix it. But we never give it a try. We're very impatient with one another. All right. So if, like you're saying, Donnie, if I'm seeing somebody or especially somebody really who really means something, and I really wish anyone addicted or, you know, abusing substances would understand this, that I'm really not trying to get you. I just want to get you help. Because there's always that thing, oh, you're trying to embarrass me. I've got this under control. There's always that denial phase. So what do I do? Do I text through? And how does it get back to that particular person?
Okay, so I think the most important thing is the two lines that we've got on one for substance, one for addiction is important to make contact with.
Mm-hmm.
We would prefer a WhatsApp message. And the only reason for that is when you phone, a lot of emotion play a part. And we don't want to get involved in the emotion because you're trying to convince me that your husband's in the wrong. I believe you. But it's unimportant what I believe and don't believe.
Yeah,
I need to get to the facts. But I mean, we open to a phone call. So the substance abuse hotline number, if I can share that, is 066-5377-348. So that is available, and it's important. If you're at a Christmas party and the entire family is there and you are concerned because you see things are not right, you see Opa and Oma are not right, and then it might be grandmother being upset because Opa is now drinking a lot and he doesn't normally drink that much, or mom and dad is now, you know, fighting much, speak to us. If we then see it's something we can help through one of our other lines, we will channel it accordingly.
Okay.
So if it is somebody that needs counseling or so forth, we can channel that. If we hear that the abuse that's taking place goes from substances to physical abuse, then we can also channel that through our child protection and get the help that is needed. If you, however, now see, you know, there's an addiction problem. This is my son, my brother, is every morning, 6 o'clock, they wake up and the first thing they need to do is a beer. Now we're in town, we're actually looking for Christmas gifts, and this person is just looking at their watch because they need to get home.
They need to go drink.
For the next one. There's a problem. That problem is not just substance abuse, which could be once off interviews. This is now a continuous problem. That number is 0606, and then my absolute favorite, 777-407. So it's 0606-777-407. And if you are unsure, I think this is important. Doesn't matter which one you contact, we will channel it on our side. Do not, because you're confused between the two, now decide to not make contact with either. We will channel it on our side. Do not worry about that.
And I must say, filling that form is also easy. I thought, oh, printing, oh, what do I do? Then I answered all I could answer, and it was in. No hassle. So it's very, very easy. Guys, we are running out of time. Anything else you guys would love to bring to our attention? Dana?
No, I think I've said everything on my side.
Okay.
I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all of that. But keep in mind, if your kids are with you, and you are going to a party somewhere, make sure that your kids are safe.
Yes, please.
Do not leave them with unsafe adults. Do not start drinking and then leave them and there's an uncle in the house or a man in the house that's got access to our boys and our girls. Please keep in mind, if you're out somewhere, that there are strangers around and they don't care about your kids the way you do.
Exactly.
So when you want to have a good time, I get that. But when once you decided to wanting to be a parent, that is your number one job.
Your priority should be your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Dani, Dana, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for the great work you do. And all the best. I'm sure your lines are going to be flooded today. All the best for the work you do. I think, again, if you can remind us, Dana, if there is a counselor, trained counselor, like you said, that wants to apply, how can they go about doing that?
They can reach out to our counseling hotline. So that number is 076-037-6345. Send us a WhatsApp. Preferably you can phone as well, but send us a message and say, hey, I'd like to get involved. This is my background. How can I go about getting more involved? And we can guide them from there. So 076-037-6345. Very important. We do need the hands, especially now during the festive season.
All right. Lady and gentlemen, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Before you need high-quality timber products. Before you need superior boards in a variety of colors. And before you, or, well, we can do that in store for you. For over 40 years, Timber City has provided project professionals and DIYers with the materials and expertise to bring their vision to life. So, before you even think about, get on board and chat to our friendly team in store.
The Road Accident Fund is aware of a trend where people throw themselves against moving vehicles with the false hope of claiming from the RAF. Apparently, such people wait for vehicles to slow down enough that they don't get killed on impact before throwing themselves. Members of the public need to know that the RAF does not compensate someone who intentionally causes a car accident, even if this results in serious injuries. In the event of death, the RAF does not compensate beneficiaries of people who die because of reckless behavior.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Worship. We Worship is the title of that song by Mabongi Mabaso together with Kaya Mtetwa, otherwise known as The Anthem. What a lovely song coming off. Then taking us out of that conversation with Dani van Lochtenberg and Dana Rowland. Absolutely, absolutely believe in the work that they do. And in this season, very important, I must say.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.